It is a privilege and an honor to have our next guest on with us today. We have with us Jill Miller.
The Jill Miller?
The Jill Miller. She is the creator of Yoga Tune-Up, and this blends yoga, calisthenics, self-massage. That's going to be interesting because I can't stand massaging myself. It does, never feels the same like it does.
I thought that makes you blind.
It never feels the same that when it's like someone else massaged me. And also corrective exercises.
I don't know. The nun said that makes you blind.
It does? Well, we're Jewish. How would we know about what nuns say? And she has also appeared on the Today Show, Fox TV, ABC. It sounds like a lot of celebrities are using this. Ryan Seacrest, Hugh Jackman, and you know what he looks like. And Sarah Jessica Parker. I wonder if she's actually worked out with these people. That sounds like a cool workout day. What do you think? Like doing a group workout? Hugh Jackman, Ryan Seacrest, and Sarah Jessica Parker all together, and you're doing yoga with them?
Hugh Jackman carries Ryan Seacrest in his yoga bag.
Anyway, Jill, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. I know it's probably early LA time right now. Did you already do your yoga this morning?
You know, I've done a little bit. I just got those new Vibrams, and so I'm walking around the house. I'm using them for traction and now creating new yoga tune-up poses using the grip of the shoes, yeah.
How is that working out for you? Because we've tried those. I've tried actually to run in them, and it didn't really work out for me, but I can see how they work out for other people.
Well, you know, I didn't get the five finger. I've got the
four.
The mitten style.
Right.
So, you know, my toes are very dexterous. Everything that I practice is about helping you to learn to use your joint system and to be able to individuate joints. So I do enough stuff with my little toes alone. So I'm happy to have them mittened inside the shoes.
So
right now,
when you say that, when you're very dexterous with your feet, do you actually like pick up tennis balls and do exercises with your feet?
Well, I created something called the Yoga Tune-Up Therapy Ball, which is, it's not going to make you blind, I promise you, but it will help you to find your blind spots. And blind spots are the areas of your body that are underused, overused, misused, or abused from in your fitness practice or habit in life, or maybe you have scar tissue. And so they're the size of a tennis ball,
okay,
but they have yield and they have grip. And so the ball actually grips you back. It grabs a hold of your skins and connective tissue, so it massages you all the way to the bone. And yes, I do use them on my feet quite regularly because you've got 25% of the bones of your body are in your foot. And so just by rolling them underneath your feet, you start to stimulate the whole body awakens and becomes more alive. You can use your toes like you can use your fingers, but for most of us, they're pretty dead because we trap them in shoes or we wear high heels or we have really bad our jobs don't permit us to use our feet the
right
way they were designed.
Right. We cover them up. We kind of act like they're not even part of our body until nighttime when we uncover them and go, oh, those are my toes. Right. They're locked away with the socks and the shoes. You don't even know they exist until the very end. So
it's true. I think most people get more stimulation from their toes when they're getting a pedicure than they do from anything else. And that's just too bad. And the rest of our body is like that also. In Yoga Tune-Up, we try to service sort of the underserviced tissues or the underserved connections to all of these joint interfaces, talking to the tendons, the fascias, and the muscle relationships so that the whole body wakes up so you can live better in it.
So, Jill, we want to get to Yoga Tune-Up, but before we do that, take me through a day that's a day for someone that's an expert like yourself. What is something, how do you practice and things that you do, like when you wake up, or do you do more than one workout per day, or what's your routine that you do?
I wake up. First thing I do is I drink about 10 ounces of water. I hit water immediately, hydrate immediately. Then I go downstairs. I connect with my dogs. We go for a long walk while my oatmeal pot is on. My husband and I take the dogs out for a walk. And when I'm walking, I'm being, of course, conscious of connecting with my dog pack, but I'm also working on my posture. So I'm an awareness junkie. I love being aware of my environment. I love being aware of movement through space. And so I'll already start basically working out while I'm walking, but it's not going to look like, you know, someone doing speed walking or power walking. It's going to look even weirder. I may walk sideways. I may.
Right.
Yeah, I do really weird stuff. Or I'll look for areas on the ground that have uneven texture, so that just like, I mean, these shoes are amazing because you can actually feel the ground through them. It doesn't block you from the ground. So I'm always looking for a way to become more aware in my body as it relates to the environment. So I'll take a walk with my dogs, then I'll come back home. I'll eat. I'll do some communication on the computer. I'll talk to students. I'll be just doing basic work, and then I'll hit my workout.
Oh, so this, you haven't even gotten to the workout yet. This is like the warm up. This is like the pre Jill Miller day, and now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of the workout. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I let my food digest, and then what I start doing is I start making movements with all of my joints. And so my program is called Yoga Tune Up, and what we really look at is the three P's: pain, posture, and performance. So I want to look at where I may be feeling stiff or where there might be a little bit of a nugget of pain, a blind spot we call it. And I'll use my yoga tune-up therapy balls to give myself a little bit of self-massage, not to go blind, but to find a blind spot, a little bit of self-massage. And then the next thing I'll usually take a look at, or I'll usually explore in my own body, is the connection between my psoas and my diaphragm. And I know that sounds complicated, but our respiratory diaphragm and our psoas really create an under armor inside the body for optimum posture. And so I have specific exercises that I do that isolate the respiratory diaphragm and help to make sure that my psoas is behaving well with its attachments on the lumbar spine. Am I getting too complicated?
No, but there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than a psoas that does not behave. I will tell you that right now. Any psoas...
So if you don't have a psoas, you can't do the.
You have one. You have one, Lee.
You've got two, and they're fabulous. But they, well, I like to say to my students is, as does the psoas, so does the rest of the body. So if the psoas is kinked, if the psoas is restricted, if you've got knots in any of the fibers of the psoas, it's going to hurt your hip, it's going to hurt your lower back, and it's going to impede your breath. So you won't be able to actually ultimately relax well.
Now, are there things that – I know that we have the Yoga Tune-Up, the DVD, but on your website, or I should say the Yoga Tune-Up website, you have little videos of exercises
to
do.
Yeah, the quick fix.
Quick fix, right. Is that what it's called? I'm sorry, what was it again?
Yeah, so we have a whole program called the Yoga Tune-Up Quick Fix RX.
Quick Fix.
Which takes you through the entire body. These are 5 and 10 minute sequences that really zero in on common areas where people hold tension and pain. So we have a 5 and 10 minute sequence for the neck, for the shoulders, the upper back, lower back. We just created a video called Knehab, and I made it in honor of my mother who just had her knee replaced. So we have a Quick Fix RX Knehab, feet and ankles. I think I said wrists and hands already. And then quick fixes for relaxation. Yes, you can actually relax
now,
quickly.
Now, Jill, Dr. Fitness always has a neck problem. Can you kind of walk him through?
More than a neck problem. I have low back, my feet.
Well, let's start at the neck.
Jill, Dr. Fitness here is closer to the breaking brain. Down. I'm holding on with spit and glue.
It's because your mind is so full and it thinks so much and you wear those
you don't know him very well
headphones.
You don't know him.
I just got the noise canceling headphones too, and I tell you, you know, because I fly back and forth across the country a lot teaching my seminars, I love my noise canceling headphones because they, you know, they keep the sound out, but boy did they make your neck muscles work.
So
we get, you know, there are these little things from our environment that will create agony in our neck. You know, one of the worst things is obviously sitting in front of your computer staring at your enemy or your financials at a flat screen that doesn't give back to you while you're tapping away at this sort of dead plastic substance that's also not giving you really good feedback. So, you know, back in the day, right, if we're going back through evolution, you know, the enemy was on the horizon. It was way far away. Our eyes had to focus way far away. But because we're so short-sighted now, right, our focus is just about this 18-inch thing in front of us, we're not using our neck muscles fully because our eyes are locked at our computer monitors. So there's lots of quick fixes that I have that people can do at their desks to help address range of motion in the neck. Just to, it's like giving yourself a shower inside your neck while you're at your desk. And
Oh, I like that.
Totally helps. Yeah.
I like that. That sounds good.
So can you walk us through one? Can you do one?
Yeah. What would be a what would be a good example, Jill, of something that you know, in terms of restoring range of motion to the neck? Is there something you can give us a real quickie?
Let's do one to target the levator scapula. That's the shrugger muscle. That's the muscle that you use to hold your cell phone up to your
I'm going to do this right now as I'm sitting on the show.
Everyone should be doing this, except that you in the car.
Take your left hand.
Okay, got the left.
Even in the car. I'll give you a car one, too, so we'll do two real quick. So take your left hand, place it underneath your left bun, palm facing onto the seat. So you've actually nailed your hand underneath.
Got you.
Okay, then take your right hand, reach it around overhead like your headset, hold on to your left ear, and slowly draw the right ear towards the right shoulder. All right. Now, without getting aggressive, I want you to press the left hand deeper into the seat and then try to press your left ear up into your right hand without breaking your neck. So you're going to give yourself about 20% of resistance here.
Ooh, this feels good.
And so basically you're tractioning the neck. And then
switch.
You can tilt the chin down towards your chest just a smidge, and you relocate your hand slightly further behind the ear. And same thing, the left hand is pressing into the chair, the right hand presses back into the head.
Uh-oh, Dr. Fitness's head fell off.
That's great. That's a great... Jill, that's awesome.
That's a great stretch. And then those of you who are driving, I do this all the time. So you're sitting in your car seat, you hold onto your steering wheel, please keep your eyes on the road. What I want you to do is draw your chin towards your throat slightly, and then press the back of your skull against the seat really firmly. And that's going to elongate those suboccipitals and the erector spinae. Those are the guys that go into agony while we're sitting at our desk and our head just keeps hanging further and further forward. So you could traction your head while you're driving, and then you can make little tiny turn to the right and still keep that same kind of pressure, and little tiny turn to the left, same kind of pressure against the car seat. And there you've just done traction on yourself.
So even little isometric contractions actually help a lot with trying to trying to stimulate the, certain mechanoreceptors in the neck and make the neck feel a lot better just by, you know, the things that you're talking about. What about if you're pressing against the back of the seat, could you use your hand on the side of your head as well to do something lateral?
Look, I don't know how you guys drive in Atlanta, but in L.A., if you don't have both hands on the steering wheel, they think you're on your cell phone. But you can do that at the stop sign. Absolutely. So you take your hand to the side of the head, you press your hand in your head into your hand. You can take the hand on a full tour of your skull, and you just think about, you just create resistance wherever that hand is touching. You can even go to the top of your head. I love to do that. So you press the skull into the hands on top, or you can press into the top of the car.
Right.
This is, of course, your stop. The emergency brake is on. but yeah, that's one way of working those neck muscles to give you that rain shower in the neck.
Now, Jill, I will tell you, this is the interesting thing I've noticed about people that do yoga and versus other exercises. When I go to the gym and I see people walking in and out of the yoga part of the facility, everybody looks different, better. Like they look, they're wearing those yoga pants. They're kind of sleek looking people. When I see people, like when I look at runners don't always look the best.
They always look like they're in pain.
Right. And then if I look at the weightlifters, those guys look even crazier. Those, you know, they're all puffed out and it looks like they're real tight and look like they're in pain, constant pain. The yoga people look like they got
very calm.
They're very calm. They're very,
I teach something called yoga tune-up. So I'm really familiar with both the yoga community and the fitness community. We're a kind of a bridge between the two. And the thing that the yoga people have on the fitness people is they know how to access their parasympathetic nervous system. They know how to down-regulate. In other words, they know how to chill. They know how to relax. And it's super important for our health and for our healing processes, for our ability to sleep well, to digest well, that we tap into the relaxation systems of the body and not just the arousal systems and the grab it and go and the rush it, you know, rush it and crush it stuff. And so it's important to have a balance between both. So sometimes the yoga people, actually, they can go way over the edge, and they can lose their ability to have fast twitch responses. I know, because I was that. I over-meditated, not over-medicated, I over-meditated, and I overstretched myself to such a degree that I became lax in all of my tissues, started having joints slipping in and out. That wasn't a good scenario. So I actually had to relearn how to strengthen myself joint by joint, and that's why I created my system yoga tune-up, so that you know, people who just fall in love with stretching and the relaxation stuff, they actually need some of the strength stuff. They need some of the postural improvement, and not just to keep going towards overdoing end range and so on. While the strength people and the cardio people could really benefit from learning how to access length in their tissues, access relaxation, the relaxation response, through meditation and through breathing.
I thought it might be that when you go into the yoga studios, that they size you up, they look at you and go, you don't have the right you don't have the right body type. But you go over with the weightlifters, big guy over there, and no, so it's not that. You're just saying it's there. They can access their parasympathetic nervous system and relax and do that. That's what do you think about that, Lee?
I thought they were just all high.
They are high. No, I mean, but that's the point. They overdose on CO2, and it makes you feel blissed out. It's awesome, and everybody can get there.
So now, tell me a little bit about – I want to hear also about your personal experience with yoga and how you got there. I know that you were able to overcome eating disorder with it. How did you get started in yoga? Were you doing other stuff as well? Were you involved in sports and other
– Oh, gosh, no. I was the fat kid.
You're kidding me.
I was totally a little chubby bubby. Yeah, I mean, heard you guys talk about knishes and latkes earlier, and started drooling. I'm a little Jew girl from the South.
You're kidding me.
I'm originally from New Orleans, and my mom is, you know, she's the director of a synagogue in New Orleans.
Holy smokes. You grew up with all the Jewish soul food as well.
Yeah, I had all of it against me. For, you know, the Jew, the dad's the doctor, the mom with the food. And so, you know, I had to really, I had to find myself. I had to crawl into my own skin. And my first way into my own skin was actually destroying myself by becoming anorexic and bulimic. And that was actually my path in to, you know, recognizing I needed, I was trying to soothe myself. And I found yoga very early. I'm very lucky that sort of in tandem, which is kind of a weird thing, in tandem with my eating disorder was this discovery of yoga and dance and movement. And I discovered the Jane Fonda workout and the Raquel Welch yoga video and yoga journal. And so these media pieces became my salvation and helped me to get empowered in my body. So my journey through the eating disorders was a lot of learning to accept myself and learning to truly feel physical impulses and feel my emotions. So this all comes part and parcel with slowing down and not running away from, from stress.
Right. Now, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Then I went to college at Northwestern, and I studied dance movement. And, of course, I was full-time in college, but I discovered a massage studio nearby, and I started studying shiatsu massage. And that led me eventually to work at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies, which is a big, big institute in upstate New York. And at age 19, I met my mentor, Glenn Black, who is a master body worker and yoga therapist. And he took me under his wing, and I've been mentored by him for the last 20 years. And my system, Yoga Tune-Up, really is an homage to the type of body work he does, which is called body tuning. And we always combine self-care and self-massage in the context of our conscious movement classes.
So I'm sure this was so welcomed with your family back in New Orleans, hence the journey to L.A. to be fully embraced by that community.
It gets weirder, though. It does get weirder because then we moved to Santa Fe, and my parents opened up a solar business. So we went
We
went to Santa Fe. It's a long story, but I was exposed to yoga actually in Santa Fe, not in New Orleans, which makes a lot of sense, right?
Right, right.
Well, I want to know if you can make knish etouffee.
Oh, my goodness, my mother probably
could. She probably could do that. So now tell us also, what is it like when you know, you're doing this stuff, you're getting recognized for it, and then they ask you to come on the Today Show? What is that experience like? Because when you're going on the Today Show, Jill, you're not going on there like Ann Curry and you have to be in like little clothes, you know, like you have to be like probably in the leotards and something like a yoga outfit, right?
Well, you see that you've got the cover of my video. I'm in little skimpy, you know, yoga fitness clothes. But I got to disappoint you. It wasn't actually me on the Today Show. It was my yoga tune-up balls.
Oh.
It was my product made it onto the Today Show.
Okay.
My yoga tune-up therapy balls were presented by Terry Trespicio, who's the editor of Whole Living. She's a huge fan, and she brought our balls on and showed them to Katie Lee and Hoda, and they started rubbing them all over their bodies. It was my balls.
We're going to have to get the balls.
We'll get the balls on next week.
We're going to have to get the balls. We're going to have to see these balls. So tell us. So on the website, we can get the DVD. We can also get the balls there as well. What's the name of the website as well?
So it's yogatuneup.com, yogatuneup.com, and you can get the Yoga Tune-Up Therapy Ball kits there that will guide you into self-massage routines. You can get the quick fix there. We have an at-home program that takes somebody who's never moved all the way through 2 years of practice. It's a monthly subscription service. There's also something for athletes called the post-athletic stretch routines. We have the Knee-Hab, which is brand new, and that's for people who want to improve performance in their knee, whether they're pre-surgery, post-surgery, or whether you're an elite athlete who's just missing the continuities between the ankle and the hip.
And now, you're doing a lot of traveling, doing classes all over the place. Now, where are you going to be? Do you ever come to Atlanta? That's where we're at.
You know, I know you're in Atlanta. I haven't come to Atlanta. I have a teacher. One of my yoga tune-up teachers teaches in New Orleans. We've got the closest we've got right now, we've got some stuff scheduled for Tennessee. It's not that close.
But that's not that far.
Tennessee, and I'll be in Florida teaching at the ECA conference in Miami. But I'm in New York every other month. I'm always in New York, it seems, when I'm not in L.A. Teaching. So that's kind of close. You guys were just in New York.
Yeah, we were just in New York, absolutely. Well, the website is yogatuneup.com. It has been such a pleasure talking to you. Great information. I really enjoyed just doing that little stretch in my seat. I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to also do the DVD as well. And I really appreciate you coming on and taking some time with us today, Jill. And
appreciate it.
Well, we'd love to have you back on and wish your parents a happy Passover for us as well. Right, Lee?
Oh, Chag Sameach, everybody.
There you go.
Everyone can get a free video, 5-minute video, if they go to yogatuneup.com.
And if they mention Chag Sameach, right? If they put that in the
– spell
that. If they can spell it. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Jill. Have a great day.
Take care. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take care. That is Jill Miller. Check her out at yogatuneup.com. Good stuff, Lee.
You liked that stretch, didn't you?
I loved it. It was really good. I'm really into it. I'm into yoga. I think I might even try doing some yoga now, too.
Really? You finished the dance classes, so you can move on. You got something else to do.
Figure the dance classes.
Do something else with your wife.
Maybe I can do that with my wife. That's a good idea. Also, when you're online, check out Jill Miller at yogatuneup.com. Check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com.